good day. It's 7 after the hour. We start off this hour of the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, giving us an update on what we're going to get news-wise from her in a few moments. Roberta?
Oh, we've got coupons from the Olive Garden, which is actually quite nice. A free donut at Dunkin' Donuts. We've got some great Father's Day deals from Amazon. And June is National Safety Month, and have we got some interesting apps to keep you safe.
Interesting apps from Roberta, the queen of cheap. She'll give you the details in a few moments. In honor of Roberta being here, a story from Amazon. They're expanding into the grocery business. Have you tried this? I think you and I were talking about this because it seemed to be just sort of quietly being done. And now, according to the story that's at DougStephan.com today, they are going to expand big time the grocery business that they've started. How does this work?
The Amazon.com grocery business?
Yeah.
You order groceries from Amazon.
Well, where do they get them? Where are they getting the groceries?
You know, Amazon is incredible. They have local, like, warehouses all over the country, which is why they can ship you things overnight.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, I get that. Whereas the groceries are coming from the grocery store. They just send somebody over to the grocery store, buy your groceries, and send them to you. They deliver them when they deliver your television set.
Or they would be in conjunction with local grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe like a Stop and Shop or a Ralph's or
but why
you
is
know,
that good
Publix
for them? Why is that good for them? It's going to be, if you keep people out of the supermarkets, it's kind of the same philosophy as a lot of people have with the charging $5 now. People go shop because you go into needless markup and you look around, okay, I want that dress, and then you go online and find it instead of buying it in the store.
Well, a lot of it is convenience. I think this is really has a lot of appeal to big cities and people in very rural areas, especially big cities. I mean, New York City would not exist without delivery.
Mm-hmm.
New York is a delivery city. I mean, you call up, you get your food delivered. You call up, you get your dry cleaning delivered. You call up, you get your groceries delivered. Mm. Everything is delivery. So this just fits right in. I mean, let's say, for instance, Fairway in New York. You go to Fairway, you pick out what you want, and then for $5, they'll bring it to your, they'll deliver it to you within half an hour.
Yep.
So you don't have to schlep all the stuff all over the place.
Schlepping.
It's schlepping.
Schlepping.
You know, who wants to schlep all these bags and these bottles?
Lots and lots of schlepping. So, Kenny, do they do that on the West Coast? Do you find you're in San Diego or actually out to the east of San Diego? Is this something that you would use there or the average person might use there?
They some of the stores do. We have Vons here, which is part of the Safeway family, and they've been doing that. And when Lisa used to use that when our kids were much younger, it was very convenient. Either they would deliver it or they would have it ready, and she could drive up, kind of like getting takeout at a restaurant. You just drive up and they bring it out to your car, and that was very convenient. But we've been so busy, half the times we don't make a list, so we just kind of go and see what the mood strikes us to fill up the grocery cart.
That's what they hope that you do. They hope you go hungry too.
We try not to do that.
Well, if you do it online, let's say, I think, what is it called? I think it's called, is it Peapod?
Peapod is the one for Stop and Shop. Yeah.
Stop and Shop. You can make a list that, like, stuff you know that you use every week. And they will just automatically deliver it to you every week. So, you know, you don't even have to think. It's almost a brain.
Yeah, but I think that there's a certain amount of, there's a danger there because if you're not around, they still ship you the stuff. You might not need it.
Well, you can put it on hold, you know.
It's kind of like the automatic renewal when you buy something online and take your credit card and you get every month whether you need the product, you don't need the product, then it's auto ship. I think there's a danger involved in that. It's good for the company.
You have to keep track of it, you know. And I've used the auto ship things for things you know. I mean, cereal is cereal. For instance, a can of soup is a can of soup. A can of tomatoes is a can of tomatoes. There's not much that you do in the way of selection. When it comes to fresh fruits and vegetables, and especially when it comes to, like, meat or fish, I like to go and get it myself. I don't trust them. Yeah, I don't trust them to pick it out for me.
Yeah, send me over a piece of salmon. Really? That's what you're going to get.
Yeah. I'm not ready to order a gallon of milk from Amazon.
All right,
but a box of Cheerios? You know.
I'm feeling my Cheerios, Cheerios. The poll today at DougStephan.com, would you buy groceries from Amazon? A, sure, why not? B, maybe, depending on how much the cost is. C, depends on how much shipping is going to be. And D, nope, I need to see the food in person before I buy it. What sort of a twist can we put on that if we post it on Facebook or Twitter, Kenny?
Already posted it on Facebook with that story.
And what are you
of,
getting?
Whether you would buy it. So far, Tim has been the only one to comment, and he says no, he wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Where? What part of the world is he in? I think it does. I think it makes a difference where you are. I see a lot of these peat pod trucks driving around my area, but yet I would never do this. I would rather go to the grocery store or say to my better half, will you pick up this, that, or the other thing the other day? Get some fruit, and then just bring home the fruit, whatever fruit it is. I'm not sure that single people are well served by this. I think families might be.
I think they're very well served. I think
you
single
do.
People are extremely well served. Absolutely.
No, okay.
Especially single guys. Single guys hate to shop. Oh my gosh!
See,
right,
mind.
Penny?
I don't mind at all.
Unless you
want
to meet
absolutely.
Girls. Uh-huh. You know, that's a good way to meet girls in a supermarket.
Really?
Oh, is this apple any good?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take a bite of it, sweetheart. You know what I mean?
All right, here's a story for Roberta. Dutch researchers in the British Medical Journal advocating that Viagra be dispensed for free because even though costly, Viagra enhances the quality of the lives of people who have had kidney transplants. In fact, according to research, quality-adjusted life measurements, a dollar spent on Viagra brings twice as many benefits as a dollar spent on breast cancer screening. So men and women should be taking Viagra to help if they've had transplants or other sorts of operations. There you go. Here's from Religious Idol Department.
What?
There's in Cambodia. Did you know that they pray at the foot of pythons? Pythons are religious symbols in Cambodia. Let's see here.
It's also for salespeople.
Okay, now it's time to stop.
Welcome back, Roberta.
Yeah,
right. Thank you.
All right, 14 past the hour. If you have thinning hair, Roberta, how many of your women friends honestly have a problem with their hair thinning out?
Well, considering that I'm of a certain age, quite a few of them, you know, they're postmenopausal.
More? Oh, is that what happens when you get through menopause? You lose your hair, too?
Your hair starts thinning, yes.
Really?
Because it's all hormone-driven. Everything is hormone-driven. So, I mean, I do buy identical hormones, so I don't have that issue. But people who don't, for either medical reasons or they're not knowledgeable about it or whatever, they prefer not to. Yes, it is hormone-driven.
I have encountered that recently myself. And so that's one of the wonders of menopause. I hadn't known that, but this is all an educational process. Mm-hmm. So if you're a lady and you're having thinning hair problems, perhaps you will find this to be to your liking. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, can put thinning hair behind you, literally and figuratively. It's a safe and all-natural product. No more hair falling out because what Provia does, actually two things. It cleans the pores on your head so that the hair that has been, in essence, prohibited from growing, because you know what happens. You use these cheap things you maybe find in the hotel or elsewhere, buy cheap shampoos.
Oh, horrible for you.
And it just plugs up all the pores. So this stuff cleans them, allows the hair to start growing again. Plus, it has an ingredient that allows for you to have volumized hair, thicker hair, and that's kind of cool, too. All naturally provided for you by Provia. That's what Provia means. They are providing you with a way to have great hair, and you get compliments everywhere when your hair starts to be what you would like it to be. Results are guaranteed on Provia, or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. This sounds pretty good, doesn't it? You recommend this to your friends, Roberta?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can you talk to them about it? And women among women, they can talk about these sorts
of things.
Oh, we
talk about everything. Are you kidding?
800-525-8319. Right now you get free shipping. Let's see here. You get a free supply for a month, and you get an extra luxury surprise gift if you mention Doug Steffen with your order of Provia. Call 800-525-8319. So there are about four good reasons to call that number now. Provia. Get your hair back looking beautiful again. 800-525-8319.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it.
Or the New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey. New kid, you need to know something about me. I love Honeywell products. No matter what the job, they've got safety covered. Grainger is where we get it, with names you know and trust. UVEX safety glasses, Howard Light hearing protection, North Respiratory, Miller Fall Systems, love them. Honeywell, recommended for safety, trusted by me. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of cheap.
Yes, sir.
The diva.
Made possible by a grant from freedom lovers everywhere. Here's how you can save money today. A number of things. The queen of cheap box is at DougSteffen.com.
Yeah, let's start with the Olive Garden. Actually, no, for fast food restaurants, I don't mind the Olive Garden. I like their soup and salad because they keep bringing it to you and you can have as much as you want. Yeah, so it's not too bad.
Great,
and
we have a waistline, Roberta, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, soup and salad, it's a good meal. Better than, like, you know, ravioli parmesan or something for your waistline. But you get $5 off of two dinners or $3 off of two lunches. It's good through June 9th, so you can save a bit of money there. June 7th, just heads up, everybody, it's National Donut Day, and you know what that means. It means free donuts and Dunkin' Donuts are doing it. Yes, free donuts at Dunkin' Donuts on the 7th. Amazon has a great coupon if you're looking to get Dad a Kindle for Father's Day, a Kindle HD or a Kindle Fire, $20 off. And we have the special coupon code for you at DougSteffen.com. And did you know, Doug, that June is National Safety Month?
June is busting out all over.
I'm not busting out all over. I've stopped. Thank you. June is National Safety Month. And we have some really kind of interesting apps for you. There's an app that'll tell you whether or not you're in danger of getting hit by lightning. There is an app to test your traffic safety. There's an app to tell you if you need a defibrillator, like somebody has a heart attack and you need to find one nearby. Well, there's an app to tell you if there's one nearby.
Really?
And there's an app to tell you where the dangerous weather is. So we have all of this stuff at DougSteffen.com.
Free
or low cost, or, you know, way to save money. I'll just put the queen of cheap box.
The dumpster diver and all of her specialties are there, right next to or above Phil Lempert, supermarket guru, here in the box today, gluten-free alternatives at the supermarket.
My
a lot of those
gluten-free.
All the discussion about burping and stuff, I need to stay away from things that have gluten in them myself. And I know you do too, Roberta, not to let people know too much about you. Coming up next... What's going on in American Idol? A television report in the next half hour.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The news from the world of television. This is Jennifer Lopez singing. Seems Ms. Lopez wants back on American Idol. The report is that she went to the producers even before it was known that Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj would be departing. Her manager's been in talks with Fox about bringing her back. Negotiations in the early stages. Some say not everybody is convinced this is good. A lot of the rumors suggesting that the producers want the former Idol contestants like Jennifer Hudson and Kelly Clarkson and Clay Aiken and Adam Lambert to be on the program. So also the producers of the program, Nigel Lithgow and Ken Warwick, are going to be fired as well. So end of the line for the people that put Idol together. Is this 12th season of that? Has it been around? I think it's been around 12 seasons, Kenny, hasn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
I think this was the 11th that just went past.
Yeah. All right. So it's time for our 2020 history quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Ready. This may or may not be too difficult. Depends on how I phrase this, how I propose the question. Let's see how clever I can be. Everybody ready for my cleverness?
Go ahead, dear.
Ready.
A famous American died on this date in 2004, the age of 93. Mm. He'd been suffering from Alzheimer's. He was important in the public discourse, shall we say. Who was that man? If I give you more information, it makes it way too easy. Let's see if you can figure it out with the limited information I've given you to think about. 888-302-3684. A famous American died the age of 93 today. He had been very involved in the public discourse for many years in our country. Who was that man? And many of you, I'm sure, shook his hand or would like to have shaken his hand. 888-302-3684. Who is the person who died on this day? 2004, the age of 93. Important to public discourse. Help yourself to that as we figure out what else is going on. Here's another Roberta. I love these. When Roberta, just like manna from heaven, when Roberta shows back up on the program, it seems like things fall out of the sky that are perfect, including this a woman in court on identity fraud charges. There's a puddle of water that develops under where she's seated, and she yells to the judge, "My water broke! I'm going to have a baby!" So the people in the court run around, they find an ambulance, and while they're looking for the ambulance, they're not watching her, so she disappears. Crystal Campbell is her name, 29 years old. She escaped, said she was having a baby. She wasn't even pregnant. She urinated on the floor so she could get out of the court proceedings. She was charged, as I said, with identity. There's a puddle of liquid.
Oh, my goodness.
And her feet, and the paramedic said, They yelled for an ambulance. Paramedic, there's a baby here. We got to get her out. And so when they stopped paying attention, all of the bond, what do they call those guys that are in the court? Bailiff. Thank you.
Bailiff.
Yeah, the bailiffs running around looking for somebody to help her. Meanwhile, nobody's watching her, so she runs out the side door. Took them 5 days to find her. She was wanted on more than 50 warrants all over Massachusetts for various things, including identity fraud. And at least she made it out of the court. And it took them a while to find her, but I thought that was pretty unique. It's a creative way of slipping out, right? I'm having a baby! I know, for whatever the reason, I figured Roberta would be interested in that. It had Roberta written all over it. All over.
Well, you know, once a scam artist, always a scam artist.
That's right. You get away with it. All right, so we get the answer to our history quiz in a few moments as we continue here on Good Day. 888-302 Doug for the identity of this famous American died on this date in 2004, 93 years old, important to the public debate and discourse. Let's see if we can figure out what the answer to that is and give somebody a swell prize on Good Day 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's way too dangerous for cats and kittens, cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved little fur balls. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. Here's what you need to do. Now, you may think I'm a little crazy, but you can teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. As a matter of fact, a figure eight harness is the way to go. First, bring the harness into the house, put it down next to the cat's food so there's a good association. Then just before you feed her after a couple of days, put the harness on, take it off, put it on, take it off, eventually add the leash. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, you can go a long way in satisfying kitty's wanderlust. It will allow kitty so many extra freedoms to be able to go outside, watch the birds, roll around in the grass without any problem. So take the time, teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. Some people think you're crazy, but you know what? It's good for you and your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a longtime customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-HUGS.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654 or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's today? Wednesday already?
It is Wednesday already.
Going to New York. This broadcast coming to you tomorrow from, now that I think about it, where am I going to be tomorrow morning? I just thought about that. I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow morning. Anybody know where I'm going to be tomorrow morning?
I don't know, boss. I hope you're here tomorrow morning.
I will be here tomorrow morning. I'll be here somewhere tomorrow morning. Anyway, we'll be at the United Nations on Friday during the program. But tomorrow, part of the talkers thing. I just remembered, I don't know that I know where I'm going tomorrow. Well, we'll figure that out. Not your problem, but it'll probably be mine. Ken Kessler is here. Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden. Roberta, the First Lady, was heckled. Mrs. Obama had a sort of rare face-off with a heckler at a fundraiser last night before the protester shouting for gay rights was escorted out of the room. Mrs. Obama was 12 minutes into her remarks at a home in Northwest Washington. A woman who was in the front of the crowd, a couple hundred people were there, began shouting for President Obama to issue an executive order barring federal contractors from discriminating against employees based on sexual orientation. When, Obama himself had somebody heckle him a couple of weeks ago, and he dealt with them. And, you know, I'm sure that he's more accustomed to such interruptions. He waits in place for the protest to stop and then acknowledges the complaint and moves on. She left the podium and moved toward the heckler. Quote, "One of the things I don't do well is this," she said to loud applause in the room. She said the protester could, quote, "listen to me or you can take the mic, but I'm leaving. You all decide. You have one choice." Crowd yelled for Mrs. Obama to stay. One woman yelling at the protesters, say, "You need to go." So she was escorted out. Keep up the yelling, of course, as she left. She was a lesbian, she said, looking, "I'm a lesbian looking for federal equality." So, anyway, I think her name is Heather Kronk, co-director of Get Equal, a group that advocates for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender individuals. What was the story yesterday about this transgender? Kenny, do you remember? Why is this sticking in my mind? There was a fellow, was it a football player or a hockey player? Oh, the SEAL. Right, that's right. The SEAL, who was in SEAL Team 6, knocking off Osama bin Laden, he decided to get out of the SEALs because he wanted to change his sexual orientation, and now is a woman. I don't remember what his name, probably not important. There's a lot of that stuff going on. I would wonder, though, because of the hoopla that was created earlier in the year. Remember the guy in prison who wanted to change his sexual identity and taxpayers had to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
Would we have to do the same thing for this guy who's in the SEALs? A lot of them claim that.
So.
No, I would hope not. Anyway, is there insurance for that, by the way? Can you get insurance? Is there some way that an operation to change your sexual orientation can be paid for? We know the government pays for it.
I don't think it's paid for by insurance.
No. What would you...
Because that would be considered elective surgery.
I would hope so. 888-302-3684. Okay, our 2020 history quiz focuses on a gentleman who was very important to our country, died to state in 2004 at the age of 93. He was very important to the public discourse. That was really the only hint that I gave. Laura's in Lake City, Florida, listening to The Jet. Hi, Laura.
Hello there.
How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. So who is it that passed away today on this date, June the... today's the 5th, isn't it? What's today? The 5th, yeah.
The fifth.
Today's the 5th, 2004. Who are we talking about, Laura?
Good old Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, former president, died at his home in Los Angeles, suffering from Alzheimer's for a number of years. He won the election back in 1980, as we all know, made us feel good about being Americans. Most people liked him. Well, you like him as a person, whether you like his politics or not. He was hard. I did like Bill Clinton. Hard to dislike the guy personally, even though you may not like his politics. Did you like him and vote for him, Laura?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
Yeah. Who around today is like him?
I'd have to think long and hard on that
one. Yeah, because there isn't anybody. You don't have to really think that hard at all, because there's nobody around like him who made us feel good about being an American. I don't think there is anyway. All right. Are you doing well? You're on your way to work? What are you doing?
I am on my way to work.
What do you do?
I work for a retina specialist. I'm an ophthalmic technician.
A retina specialist. So this is detached retinas, that sort of thing?
You got it.
Now, how much of a problem is that these days? Getting worse, about the same? How many people do you see in the
course
of the day?
Well, we have the baby boomers coming in, so we're always busy.
What causes that to happen?
Just genetics, usually, unless it's a trauma. It's genetics.
Is it in your DNA, likely?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. If you don't want to have a retina problem, change your DNA, folks. I think that's Laura's advice. Thank you, Laura. Hold on. We'll take good care of you. Send you a nice Doug Steffen prize. 21 before the hour on Good Day. A story that affects a lot of people. We were talking about shopping and Amazon getting into the grocery business. There's a story about General Mills shutting down comment section on their video. There's a new Cheerios commercial. People are angry about the racist comments made in the commercial. Or they say that that's what the story is. So if you'd like to know the story behind the story, have you heard anybody hear anything about this? Or are we dumping it on people for the first time? All right, so what am I not... the story pretty much tells the story, doesn't it, Kenny?
It's a new Cheerios commercial, and the... there's a child and two parents, and the parents are a biracial couple.
Mm-hmm.
And people went, it was unbelievable. So many racist comments of people who were blasting General Mills and Cheerios for having this biracial couple on there that General Mills had to disable the comments on YouTube.
Was a biracial couple?
Yeah, yep. Just because of black and white.
And the child, the little girl, is adorable. I mean, and the whole concept of the commercial, I thought, was really rather sweet.
All right, let's listen to the... There's a backgrounder here with ABC reporter Lindsay Janis.
Is that 23, Doug?
Yes, it is, Rich.
There you go.
Yeah.
This really is sad, but thousands more people have come forward to express their outrage over the comments.
Belle told me that Cheerios is good for your heart. Is that true?
It was supposed to be an adorable ad about a little girl trying to make her dad's heart healthier. But this morning, Cheerios' YouTube page featuring the commercial is on lockdown after the comments section filled up with racist slurs aimed at the ad's interracial family. One comment reportedly said, "More like single parent in the making. Black dad will dip out soon." Adweek points to others referring to Nazis and racial genocide.
I really do feel that we should be past this issue. 15% of all married couples now are mixed races. When you have social media allowing small elements who violently disagree with this to have their say, you're going to get this kind of a reaction.
The online bigotry has sparked an outpouring of support for the Cheerios ad. One fan posted to the cereal maker's Facebook page, "I cannot believe the amount of racist feedback. Pretty sad for 2013. Another wrote, "Thanks, Cheerios, for showing America the most important ingredient in family is love." Megan Hatcher-Mays, a biracial law student, says the offensive remarks may not be all bad.
What I appreciate about the backlash is that it brings to the surface some of these things that we thought, you know, maybe were dead and gone. And they're really, really not.
It may seem crazy to even be discussing the commercial, but that may be because American companies are behind in reflecting today's society in their advertising.
I think that this ad kind of opens the floodgates for advertisers to show more of the very varied fabric of American society.
Well, Cheerios issued a statement saying, "We know there are many kinds of families and we celebrate them all." I got in touch with some advertising execs.
This is so just over the top ridiculous.
So if they used me and my South American wife.
Yeah, you'd have gotten it too.
And my daughter, who is adopted from Colombia, who loves Cheerios. I wonder what would the reaction have been.
Yep. This shows you how backward we are in this country in many, many ways. We look upon ourselves with pride at being this progressive.
Then again, remember, it only takes a few nutcakes.
Well, apparently, Kenny, there are a lot more than a few. If they had to shut down the comment page, that's not a few. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. There were a lot of people, but the other thing is, too, that the Internet, because it lets you be anonymous,
right.
It gives cowards and troublemakers carte blanche to do this kind of thing anywhere. You'll find nasty comments on almost every video on YouTube because people get their kicks doing that.
Right. I have a video up that has 20-some thousand hits of me test driving a Chevy Volt, and there are things in there that call me just all kinds of names just because I...
Well, that's because you deserve it.
Drove a Chevy Volt. Yeah.
Hey, little wimp, you're hell of a...
Yeah,
what kind of a man drives a Volt? What's
exactly.
A big idea?
I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah. All right, Rich and Jennifer's not here. I haven't talked about Jennifer
I'm
at all.
Here.
Roberta's here, though. That's all it counts.
I'd like to take all of these people who I have these nasty comments and stick them on the New York City subways.
Take a ride around town.
That'll learn them.
Have a good time. Roberta's in New York. Richie's in Washington. And Jennifer's in Alaska, so we're not going to hear from her today.
She's in Alaska.
Kenny is in San Diego, and Doug's on the farm. It's 16 before the hour. Television report next on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was an angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
Hi, this is Walt Clyde Frazier. Are you having more and more urges to use the bathroom? Like when you're on a job or at home trying to sleep. Don't let your prostate health give you the crossover move on your life. There's one thing being number one, and then there's another thing constantly going number one. That's why there's only one supplement I trust for prostate health, Super Beta Prostate. It's got natural ingredients that will make your prostate percolate. Super Beta Prostate will post and toast those urges to go and put the stifling D on nighttime bathroom trips. And you can try it free. All you have to do is call for a free 30-day supply. I believe in Super Beta Prostate. I believe it will change your life, and I know you'll love it too.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry, this free offer's for a limited time only. Call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Now, 13 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Television news, as we were talking a few minutes ago, Jennifer Lopez wants to go back to American Idol, and her manager is talking to Fox about her going back with the, she would be the queen now. Was it decided there are going to be three and not four judges again next year on Idol? Did we talk about that yesterday?
They were talking about four. Yeah. Randy's out there, right?
Yeah, Randy's gone. All of them that are there now are gone. But J-Lo wants to come back and sort of be the queen bee over the other American Idol finalists. That's the proposal.
Yeah, the Kelly Clarkson, the what's-his-face.
Wherever that goes.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, right. Okay. Discovery Channel is airing a special tribute to those three veteran storm chasers who died last week covering the tornadoes in Oklahoma. Remember, this is El Toro, Oklahoma, widest 2.6 miles, widest tornado on record. These storm chasers got caught in it. Tim Samara, his son Paul, and Carl Young. The special tribute of their work will air at 10 o'clock tonight. If you're interested, on the Discovery Channel, Alec Baldwin in the television news. He's going to host the National Geographic Channel's Night of Exploration. This is a Friday night gig that begins, I think, this Friday with Crossing the Ice. Follows two Aussies as they journey from the edge of Antarctica to the South Pole without any help. They go on their own from Australia to the South Pole and come back again. Now, that sounds like pretty fascinating stuff in reality, doesn't it? I think that's but he likes to do all sorts of various things. Now, he's pretty good at being hosted. He's a good host at Saturday Night Live, for sure. And he's good at commercials. He's pretty much good at everything.
Remember when my kids used to watch that Thomas the Tank Engine television show?
Yeah.
He was one of the narrators.
Really?
Yeah.
Good at
that
stuff.
He did a good job.
All right. The ladies on The View yesterday were talking about how a person's weight affects how other people view them. Listen to this and see if you agree.
NYU professor has sparked some outrage for posting this tweet. Dear obese PhD applicants, if you don't have the willpower to stop eating carbs, you won't have the willpower to do a dissertation.
Whoa. Whoa. He retracted it, didn't he? He apologized.
Was he fired?
I don't think he should get fired, but I think he needs to have a little sensitivity.
But it's just this idea that if you're thin, you can accomplish anything. It's just stupid. It's like they think only thin people have great sex. There are plenty of fat kids in this world. Where did they come from?
There's a question. And kind of an answer, too. Does your weight affect how other people view you? I guess it depends on where you are. In New York, obviously not. 51, who pays attention to anybody in New York? 51 after the hour.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the saddle here is Warren Eckstein. Well, not literally. He doesn't ride horses. I don't know. You don't ride horses, do you?
I've been known to hop on a back once in a while.
As long as you don't shoot them, you're all right. So Warren Eckstein, the animal lover's best friend, is here to talk about things that may affect you. Dogs, cats, pets around the home, etc., etc., etc. Health and well-being. By the way, you can check out Warren's line of great pet products, hugsandkisses.com. Those are also very cool to have. So we'll talk about a couple of things that, in fact, Warren has posted on his Facebook.com/Warren Eckstein page. That's coming right up here on the Good Day program.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. You've posted a story about a deer that was adopted by a family, and now the realities they may face.
You know, I understand the concept of rules and regulations, but sometimes rules and regulations have to be put aside. Here's a scenario where this family saw this mother of this deer hit 5 years ago by a car and killed. They took in the deer. It's been with them for 5 years. The family loves the deer. The dogs love the deer. The kids love the deer. Everyone loves the deer. The deer looks, I mean, there's a video I posted, and the deer looks happier than any deer I've ever seen. Why can't they just leave it alone? Yet the government's now coming in because some neighbor said something, and they want to remove this deer who's never had any any exposure to the wild, the world. He's lived in a house since he was a baby. Just leave him alone. I don't get why the government has to come in and get involved.
People are so sick of the government and this kind of stuff. Just over government,
Their rule that they say that they need to remove the deer for a while.
Well, it's against the law to keep a wild animal as a pet, which
so
is a great law.
Wild.
This is specifically. So you have sometimes you got to bend the law a little. This
Take
is not a
me
wild
to court.
Deer.
I want to test. I want to have this out in court. That's right. I'd have anybody who thinks that they can't prove something like this.
You want to have everything out.
Do you remember Miracle on 34th Street, the movie?
Yeah.
So they proved that he was Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what would happen. The people all over the country would get so behind this family and so behind this
deer.
This
is Rudolph. Prove it's Rudolph.
There you go.
There you go.
Just leave the deer alone. He's happy. Leave him alone.
All right, there's a new scam called dog flipping that you also write about in our Better Living box at DougStephan.com. What is dog flipping and what's the problem?
Well, people are taking dogs, stealing dogs, and they're selling them for a profit, which is absolutely insane. You know, over a million dogs are stolen every year. That's why I tell people if you have a backyard, I don't care how well your fence is, lock the fence. And I'm eccentric, but when my dogs are out in my yard, I'm out there with them. So it's a big thing. And listen to this. Here's the stats. Over a million dogs stolen over a year, and less than 10% are ever reunited with their owners.
Good God.
So that's
and just, the other thing you have to watch on this. I have a friend who had his Rottweiler stolen out of his truck. Who steals a Rottweiler? I don't know. But anyway, it was. Then he puts an ad on Craigslist saying, lost my Rottweiler, whatever. Two guys call him up saying, we found your dog, come get him, you know, because he had posted a reward.
Uh-huh.
Shows up with the money, got robbed.
Craigslist is probably not the place to go if you, you know, for pets. There's a lot of problems going on there. So the bottom line is basically this. People are stealing dogs, and purebred dogs are worth more money than mixed breed dogs. And sometimes these dogs, I don't want to talk about it, but sometimes they're sold into research, and they're actually sold by the pound, which is ludicrous. So know where your dog
pound.
Is. By the pound.
Good God.
Years ago, I investigated this in Pennsylvania. I was a peace officer in New York. I went down to Pennsylvania, and I was investigating the auctions where they sell these dogs to universities and research. And it's just sold by the pound. It's incredible, Doug. Absolutely incredible.
That's how we sell cattle in an auction or something, by the pound. They call it on the hoof. But this is just so scary. So many people have the ability to think of all these weird things. I would never think this stuff up. But some
Can you imagine, Doug, if they put their mind to good use?
What great things they could do. How they can contribute to the betterment of mankind. Yeah. All right, so that's lousy. But it's good you brought it to our attention because people are more aware of the problem in that way. Warren Eckstein, his show, The Pet Show, airs every weekend on hundreds of radio stations. WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Hugs and kisses to you, Warren.
Thank you, guys.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.